Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast with your host, Mike Royer.
Welcome back into another segment of Health Matters. My name is Mike Royer. We're joined today by Rebecca Richardson, a family nurse practitioner here in Carrollton, Alabama, where we are today at the recently opened University Medical Center Health Clinic. Rebecca, thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome.
You have said several things in the brief time I've known you that makes me glad you're here. I know you care about this community. This is home to you. Tell me about your upbringing. Is Carrollton your hometown?
It actually is. I was raised here in Carrollton. I'm born in Pickens County, actually, but I went to school here in Carrollton High School, and my family is from Carrollton. My mother still lives here, and I have grandchildren in this area also. I still live in Pickens County in Reform.
If you just dropped out of the sky into a community, you'd be a good nurse practitioner, but it must do your heart good to be serving the health needs of folks you know in an area you know. So this clinic that opened in August is very important to you. Can you put that into words for me, why it matters so much to you?
It matters to me because I've worked in this area for a long time. Actually, when it was my first nursing job right out of nursing school back in the early 80s, Pickens County Medical Center. And our hospital in our local area, Pickens County Medical Center, did close back in March of 2020. And that created quite a gap as far as a loss of resources here in the county for healthcare services. We had no hospital open, no emergency department. And it created quite a need that, you know, our patients and family members had for healthcare services. And when I found out that University was Community of Health Sciences was wanting to open the clinic back up, I was happy to be one of the first people that wanted to come back over here to work in my hometown.
You and I are country folk. I was raised on a smaller town than in a smaller town than Carrollton, and there's something about community and taking care of each other that in my mind is still kind of a small town thing. Is there a feeling of community here amongst folks that you know about?
There truly is. There's a lot of patients that we see that we've known for years that you see in the local stores. You know them from church. You know their families. You know their grandkids. You know their parents. It's a multi-generational type thing. I see some patients that I went to high school with or some of their families. They may ask you, who are your parents and where are you from? Mm-hmm. People love to have that sense of being known as a person, and you know them and you know their families. Some it gives them a sense of trust, I think.
Of course. When we come to a medical clinic of any kind, sometimes a patient's apprehensive. That must kind of put them at ease, especially if they've been here a few times and they see you each time. They feel like you're part of their family and their circle of friends and support.
That's so what we want. We want to promote that personal care, to feel like you're known, that you're not just, you know, a number in an emergency department, that we do know you, and we're here to serve you. And, you know, we want to prevent you from being sick. We want to do what we need if you're here for sick visits or you need preventative care to hopefully prevent, you know, some type of illness down the road.
Yeah. You spoke earlier of the day the hospital closed until, I think you said, 3 p.m. on the last day. You were still hoping, and I think you said praying for a miracle, which didn't happen then. Do you feel like those sometimes things work out and maybe happen for the best? I know you'd love to see the hospital come back someday, but this clinic, I guess, is an answer to prayer.
It really is. Just having the additional resources here in Carrollton. Right now, we don't have any other family practice location here for patient services, for primary care. We do see a mixture of, you know, children, infants, all the way up to elderly patients. A lot of chronic care needs for diabetes, hypertension. Just trying to prevent chronic kidney disease. We have a dialysis center actually below us in this same building. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was always sort of sad that we had a way to treat you if you're chronically ill and you need dialysis, but we had no one here to help help you with your hypertension or prevent the end-stage disease.
So Dr. Lavender told me and bragged about you and how valuable you are here. The doctors are here 3 days a week. They're from University Medical Center, and I know those are good days when they're here. But those days when it's just you, that's a lot of responsibility. And I know you can refer folks to when the physicians are coming and all, but you take care of people face-to-face every single day, whether there's a doctor here or not. Not to brag on yourself, but you know that's valuable, that they have a person to come see, confide in, and if they know you, even share their personal medical needs with you, which is valuable.
I feel honored with that trust, really. That's a big responsibility. I've been a nurse for quite a while. I was an RN a long time, and almost 30-something years before I went back to nurse practitioner school, so I've had a lot of medical experience that way. But I do have collaborating physicians, which Dr. Skinner is one of them, and Dr. Kewen in Tuscaloosa. So if I have any kind of questions or just want to run my plan by them to see if they have any other ideas or suggestions, I call them frequently on the phone. And I can also do telemedicine with them also, with the patient, if we have any concerns or if I just want additional input or.
And that might be the smartest thing you do, no matter how many years of experience you have, no matter the knowledge of medicine, bouncing an idea off of someone else is never a bad idea.
And the physicians tell me they do that to one another all day long.
Of course.
So that kind of, you know, that makes me feel better too.
Any doctor I go to, I want them to reach out to others if they don't have the answers. Let's end with this, the way I ended with another interview I did with Dr. Lavender, and that is your hopes for the future. This clinic's important to you, and I know probably like Dr. Lavender said, you'd love to see it even utilized more. And on down the road is on your prayer list still that maybe someday that building that's got the emergency rooms, the hospitals come back. Tell me about your prayers then.
I hope my goal is for our clinic to continue to grow, to see more patients and provide more services to our community and our county. But that's still on my list of goals. I'd love to see the ER especially be reopened and be able to provide care and more imaging and CAT scans and other things that we can't, you know, do here in our clinics to prevent people from having to go, you know, 35 to 40 miles to Columbus, Mississippi, or either Tuscaloosa for other care that they need, if they need something additional that our clinic can't provide.
Well, it's obvious to us who are visiting the clinic for the first time that this clinic is valuable, but it's people like you that make it valuable to the people of Pickens County and other counties that come into this area. Thank you for sharing with us, and thank you for the good work that you do here, Rebecca.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for coming today.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu, and for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.